This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's hope we have our fingers crossed for this to be a successful, another successful adventure here on the DJB Show, 7 after the hour. It is Tuesday, October the 13th. At least we don't have the Ides of October to deal with. That comes in a couple of days on Thursday. This is for your ears only, a sneak peek into the day. It's kind of like a hall of mirrors here. We're all reflecting our own thoughts and ideas. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. It may seem like old times. We'll wait and see. That is, if we get a lot of dead air and stuff, you'll know Richie is at the controls and raring to go.
What's this button do?
Yeah. Just make sure you keep the eject button ready for death.
The lights, all that little stuff. All right, so Jennifer, it looks like the president had a rally, and he said you're going to kiss everybody. No masks? Isn't that sweet? Let's have a rally.
Everybody, let those pearls down. Don't
everybody.
Start clutching. It was a joke. He said he's out there.
And I know.
I think the story is this. The story is that this guy is, as his age and his makeup and whatever comorbidities you want to assign to him. And
you mean the orange face? You're talking about this.
He looked really good. He went out there.
You think he puts it all over his body? I just wondered whether it's just his neck or his. No, it's just his head and his ears and his neck. That's it. Yeah.
I don't know. His arms look weirdly white.
Is there one of those tan booths?
See, that's what I think. I think he actually has a machine, but I don't know.
Okay.
But whatever. Anyway. That's not the story. The story is that he, after 1 week from being released from the hospital, went out and did an hour-long rally in Florida and looked good. It didn't show any signs of weakness. I thought he looked great. And he seemed to be having fun. He told his campaign he wants to be very aggressive with his schedule over the next month because what a lot of people attribute to his win over Hillary Clinton is that he outworked her, and she got a little bit lazy and complacent and didn't go to the places that she needed to go, and he did. And so they identified those vulnerabilities. They found them. He went there a lot, and he worked really hard. And so he's directed his campaign to set up a similar schedule to what he did leading up to the 2016 election. And that's what we saw in Florida. He's got another rally today. He's going to have at least one event a day, according to his campaign. Sometimes he'll be doing dueling events. So that's pretty significant, especially since he was knocked off the trail by COVID for, you know, whatever day, 10 days,
quick question.
Whatever it was.
So I think we all agree, you're 100% right. He out-campaigned Hillary, ran circles around her. And I know you had always attributed that success to Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah,
what do you think is the difference in this, without her now, what do you think the campaign strategy is? Do you think they're going to go by the old playbook that she gave them, or is there some new strategist who's the new Kellyanne?
Well, I think Kellyanne actually still probably unofficially is helping them out because, I mean, if you saw her at the White House, I mean, she got COVID-19. She was one of the victims of the super spreader event. So she was there, even though she's not really working for them. So I think she's still there. I also think her methodology is still there. The one thing that the DNC did not have that the RNC had in 2016 is a really good system of numbers and tracking and figuring out where the vulnerabilities were in Obama. See, a lot of people just assumed that everybody was happy with Obama, but a lot of people felt that they were left behind by Obama. And so those people who were Democrats who maybe were in the middle of the road, or maybe Republicans who voted for Obama, who maybe were looking for something different, the RNC and Kellyanne Conway were able to identify those and put Trump in those places. And I think you're going to see Trump in those same places again. Kellyanne kind of obviously the secret was let out of the bag. It's Michigan, it's Pennsylvania, it's places.
Yeah, but people know him now, Jennifer, and they didn't know him then.
Well, that's what I just said. The secret was out of the bag because we saw what happened in 2016. But these are places that Republicans didn't win.
The way the 4 years have gone, there are a lot of Republicans now who are upset or displeased with what's gone on.
Oh, no. There are not a lot of Republicans. No,
Jennifer, believe me, there are a lot of Republicans.
Doug, believe me. If you look at the poll, if you look, the Republican Party has...
I'm listening to friends of mine who are Republicans.
Okay.
who...
But let me just make this point to you. The people who were Democrats and independents who voted for Trump, I would have more of an easier time believing that they moved away from him. As far as the Republican Party
there are people who voted for Trump. Okay, I'll give you that.
Because there are far more Republicans who have coalesced. Remember in 2016, there was a whole faction of never-Trumpers, people who either didn't vote or went and voted for Hillary Clinton. Those people are gone because Donald Trump has actually delivered on all of the promises that he made when he was a candidate. And
not
so the
people
farmers,
he hasn't.
The people in the Republican Party that we're talking about are the ones who have coalesced behind him. So,
all right. So speaking of farmers, there was an enormous pro-Biden display. You know, the round bales of hay. Some people, we have two different kinds of bales here on the farm. There are the huge round bales that weigh about 1,000 pounds, and then there are the 40, 50 pounds small square bales. And I bale them up both on the farm. I've given some of the round bales to my friend Tom Hansen up the street. He uses them for his Halloween display and to scare kids during his Halloween spooky rides and things like that. But the bales are all over the place. So now this guy on Holiday Brook Farm, his name is Dick and Crane, he built this huge, out of 19 bales of these round bales, this huge political message which read, "The USA, vote Biden-Harris 2020. Well, yesterday, it got torched. So the police, he's out in Dalton, Mass., western part of the state, expect that a person named Lonnie Durfee was the person behind the arson, and they've arrested him. The guy who did all of this apparently was bragging in a bar that he was going to do it in front of a whole bunch of people, and then he went to the gas station to get gas. Guy's not too
smart. But this isn't, I mean, it is, I get it, like on the surface, it's kind of funny, but what if this had spread and burned down people's
burned
homes?
Burned
the farm down?
Well,
you know, I get it. Okay,
dry,
fine,
so
you don't
dry.
Like Biden. But you know what, and if Democrats had gone and torched a Trump banner, you'd never hear the end
Victoria,
of it.
The Democrats went and torched a city. Seattle, Portland,
oh, please,
are you
that's
kidding?
Not a Trump city. It's not a Trump banner.
The Chinese,
God.
What are you talking about? The Chinese are the ones that are burning down the cities. Where they're paying. Oy. All right, anyway. So, also, state election boards across the country are monitoring social accounts and busting people for posting ballot selfies. Anybody seen one of these?
They're all over social media. All over.
I don't,
people are just taking pictures of their ballots. They have the mail-in ballot, and people are taking pictures. I haven't
seen
any
votes on them?
No, I have not seen that. But apparently
people with their envelopes. Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, people have apparently posted the filled in ballot, but that's actually not really the problem. In certain states, it's just taking a picture of the ballot at all gets you in trouble. So there are 26 states that allow it. Because it's considered voter intimidation. If you show who you're voting for, I don't know. Why
anyone
else would
care? Are they showing? Yeah, I mean, why?
That's what they're. Well, they're two different things. So a lot of people are posting just the envelope, like, yay, I got my ballot and I'm going to vote and whatever. And then there are some who have taken pictures of the filled out ballot. So, but either way, if you're in a state where it's illegal, then don't do it because a lot of people...
I don't think it's as bad to post who you're voting for, but it's the outside of the envelope because a lot of times they have not only your personal information, your address, and your tracking information, which leaves you just ripe for voter fraud because then people can go to the polls if there is a poll and vote for you. I mean, I would imagine that's where the weirdness steps into play, right, when people are stealing other people's information.
Well, no, I mean, every picture I've seen, people have it all blacked out, so it's just the voter, it's just the thing, the ballot itself. But apparently the real reason for it, that it's illegal in, I think it's 11 states, is because they say it's voter intimidation. That's what's on the law books, but the problem is, like, you can face up to 4 months in jail depending on what state you're in. The state of North Carolina is actually calling people, and they're telling people to take down the social media posts, because you can get fine, too.
There you go. A word to the wise is a fish in the water.
Make sure you know what your state rules are. Remember Justin Timberlake in 2016 got busted for that? Because he had a picture of himself voting. We talked about it on the show. He voted at the polls and took a selfie at the poll, which is really illegal, and he got in trouble for that, too.
Golly,
so just make sure you know your laws.
That from 4 years ago. I wonder why. I usually remember everything.
He got blanked out when he started cheating.
Maybe that was
it. That's all we think of.
All right, 15 past the hour on today's DJV program. In a moment, some passings to note. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug here.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
That was just me saying it's 17 after the hour on the DJV program. I can say that stuff very quickly as well. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The passing of Joe Morgan, guy that I remember well from my days at WCKY in Cincinnati in the late 80s, Cincinnati Reds Hall of Famer, has passed away at the age of 77. As I've said many times, kind of telling stories on the air, Pete Rose did the program after me, after he got into trouble. He was on from 6 to 8 on the station that I was on, from 2 to 6 in Cincinnati. So they would come down to the studio. Joe Morgan was a great friend of Pete's, and they shared a lot. He was really quite the guy. He wasn't at all impressed with himself. And I was looking at some of the things. Johnny Bench, that was another one of the guys in this whole crew, said Joe wasn't just the best second baseman in baseball history. He was the best player I ever saw, one of the best people I ever knew. He was a Gold Glove winning second baseman, elected to the Cooperstown Hall of Fame in the first ballot in 1990. Sixth Hall of Famer to die in 2020. Al Kaline has passed. Tom Seaver has passed. Lou Brock is gone. Bob Gibson and Whitey Ford. He had a 22-year MLB career with Houston. 1963 started there. 9 seasons for the Colt 45s and Astros before being traded to the Reds in an 8-player deal in 1971. It's called a little general. The little guy, stocky. Man, was he? You wouldn't want to mess with him. He was one one tough cookie. So he's on teams with Pete and Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Dave Concepcion, George Foster, Ken Griffey Sr. At a time when baseball was really baseball. One of the best five-tool players our game has ever known, said the commissioner, Rob Manfred, close friend and advisor. He was a TV analyst for NBC and ESPN for a long time, too. And he was all over the players who used steroids, and he was on that. Roberta McCain, mother of John McCain, has passed away at the age of 96. She was, I remember seeing her.
She was 108.
She was 96 when she spoke at the,
she went on the campaign
the
trail.
Convention and on the campaign trail for her son in Arizona, right? Yeah, 108. God love her. Had nothing wrong with that. It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Tuesday DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Recognize the voice, yeah? 23 after on the DJV program. Jennifer, Doug, Victoria, and Elton John. In case you didn't recognize, I think that voice, isn't that voice so recognizable that you would, no matter what the song was, even if you didn't know what the song was, you could get that was that the voice was Elton John's, yeah? Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway, usually Elton is unflappable. He released an endearing video of him struggling to get through a sentence while narrating the new chapter he wrote for the paperback edition of his autobiography, Me, which, by the way, is out today. In why don't you just listen to the blooper clip he's reading.
Rain was still viewed as Australia's savior. A ruined evening was a small price to pay for the good it had done. In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too, and started laughing. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't
like
just.
I was going to say.
It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness of what had happened. It was that I realized there was a precedent for it.
I think we got the point.
Is he having a seizure? I know, right?
What's going on?
So anyway, he reads this snippet from January of last year at a concert in Australia, and then he was, there was rain and stuff, and it was an outdoor concert, so it was sort of a blessing. He'd love to say, he says, quote, "I'd love to say I read it all in one take, but even I don't always get it right the first time." I would say that was true. Preposterousness. Isn't that how you say it?
Yeah, preposterousness. Yeah,
ooh, that's a dumb word, though.
Preposterousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a stupid word. I'm sure he regretted writing it when he was reading it.
Right. Anyway, he contributed some narration to the original audiobook version, which was read mostly by Taron Egerton, the star of Rocketman, remember? Elton also dropped a previously unreleased track from the upcoming Elton Jewel Box, which is coming out in November. The song is a lost 1968 tune called Regimental Sergeant Zippo. Wait, we got
it's really cool. Yeah, we have the song. It's a 60s psychedelic song. It's very Beatles-esque.
Oh, it is.
Like, I thought this was the Beatles at first.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is Elton and Bernie in 60s psychedelic mode. Recorded, produced at the DJM Studios, the same building that housed the Beatles Publishing Company. Song is kind of an affectionate nod to Sgt. Pepper. 148 songs in total. Several of them have never been released or even bootlegged prior to this box set. How much is this going to cost?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a price on it yet.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, let's keep moving here musically. Mark Knopfler, Roseanne Cash, Darius Rucker, an interesting combo. 60 years after release of Benny King's Stand By Me, there's a bunch of artists, including Knopfler and Roseanne and Darius and stuff. Peter Frampton, who've recorded it. This sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Don't you? This recording is being released as a charity single later on this month to raise money for Help Musicians, which provides financial assistance to musicians around the country. Other artists who perform on this: Paul Rogers, Dwayne Eddy, wow, John Oates, Sam Outlaw, Mark Cohn, and let's see here, some other.
It's a cast of thousands. When you look at the video of it, it's almost like you get to kind of pick out who everybody is.
Yeah.
But it sounds really good overall.
Yep. This song has been covered by Otis Redding, Muhammad Ali, Miley Cyrus, Meatloaf. Yeah, there's, is that Miley Cyrus? Who's that?
Yeah. No, Miley's like not that. In this.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is. A new one, a new version of an old song, 28 and a half after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's comments as he held a Keep America Great Again rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday night. The event came just 1 week after his release from the hospital for COVID-19. Today's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett could generate fireworks as senators question President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. One of the things Democrats are expected to focus on is Barrett's past comments regarding Obamacare.
That in the midst of a pandemic, the Republicans want to strike down a law that 23 million Americans rely on.
Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin speaking there. The hearings begin today at 9 o'clock. USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
On Monday, President Trump addressed supporters at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. It was his first trip outside of Washington, D.C. since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus. According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, President Trump is trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in Florida by 3.7%. But according to Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, polls can't be trusted.
Well, first off, if the polls were right, we'd have Hillary Clinton. That didn't happen. So I think the polls are wrong. I think Donald Trump's going to win. I think he's going to have a nice win in Florida, and I hope that means he's going to have a nice win all across the country.
Senator Scott telling Fox News it will come down to the Hispanic vote, which will turn out for President Trump.
Well, I think the president's going to do way better with Hispanics than people anticipate. In my three races, I was able to win the Hispanic vote. I think the president's going to win the Hispanic vote in Florida because he's held the Castro regime accountable. He's been very focused on trying to have regime change in Venezuela. I think those things really matter.
And finally, a Tuesday night game in the NFL when the Tennessee Titans will host the Buffalo Bills. Also on Tuesday, the NFL owners are meeting virtually to discuss the COVID-19 situation. The league has already been forced to postpone and reshuffle multiple games because of positive tests among organizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is still among us, upon us, I guess, but you'll be happy to know there are other things going on in the world. DJV visitors will be happy to hear Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keum is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, you can be sexy for Halloween if you want to wear the hand sanitizer uniform. Victoria, are you getting one of these for Halloween?
Well, if you saw a picture of this, Jen and I were just talking about this. If you've got a good bod, then this is a sexy costume. Yeah. This is definitely going to be an attention getter, for sure.
And so I will not ask any more questions because I'll be accused of sexual harassment or something.
Well,
like
I'm not
that.
Doing anything for Halloween, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. I am. I'm going as Carol Baskin.
Good. Finally. All right, good. We're going to get to see your pictures. I can't wait.
I mean, I'm not going anywhere except to work, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so.
It's my normal
sanitizer.
Dress with the flower crown.
Do we have
and
a list
of... And you have to do really cheesy makeup.
Oh, yeah. Ice pink.
Notice how sometimes I get removed from the conversation, folks. The
well,
ladies.
Let us finish. Were
you
talking
saying
about
something?
Carol Baskin?
Well, I was going to continue. Well, Carol Baskin is... I don't get the focus on her. I know you
Because you never watched Tiger King. You don't get it if you're from another planet and you're the only person who hasn't seen Tiger King.
Really?
Naturally, you're not going to understand it. But Richard she's. I would guess that she's the number one costume this year.
Really? Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich, have you ever seen Tiger King?
Heard of it. Saw advertisements for it. Had no interest.
Rich, you got to watch. Yeah. You're really? Watch. I had no interest either. But
Why do we have to watch? My wife watched it. I'll take that back. My wife watched it and said, don't waste your time.
No, you have to waste your time. Waste your time.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, just know going into it, there are no likable characters. There is no hero here. Everyone is a bad guy. But it's so insanely entertaining. It's like a train wreck and a dumpster fire all together.
Yes, you're not going to feel good about yourself for watching, but there's something.
So, Jennifer Warren, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a busy person, right?
I know, totally. I never watch any TV at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So when
you have a few minutes to sit down and really enjoy yourself, this is what you choose to watch?
Well, here's why. Because it actually exposes you to a whole underbelly of life that I never knew existed. You know, I think that's why people watch shows like
This is the one with
Hoarders.
The animal guys, right?
Yeah. Like Hoarders or Intervention. Like, you watch it because you're like, whoa, I didn't know that stuff like really existed. But this is like about like private zoos. Like, who ever knew about a private zoo? I never even thought about it. And now you've got all of these things. I mean, and Joe is, first of all, you also have to understand that my earliest professional experiences dealt with public access and local access channels and some of the crazy people that were there.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, guys.
It sort of, like, tickled my fancy to watch him do a whole public access show about how much he hated Carol Baskin. I mean, you got to watch it. It's just good.
After the first episode, Lewis and I looked at each other and we're like, there's no way we're not going to continue this. Like, you just get hooked so quickly because it's so crazy. Bizarre.
All right, can we go back to the hand sanitizer sexy outfit?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a bathing suit.
$69.95. It's a hot bathing suit.
Yeah.
High hip leotard printed with a hand sanitizer logo.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you find that appealing?
Wash away the dirt. Send him the picture. Send him the picture and he'll get it. Yeah.
Really?
Because this company, like, this company, Yandy, every year, they take whatever the most mundane thing is, and they make it, quote-unquote, sexy.
Yeah, so it's kind of like toilet paper. I saw
sexy
toilet paper.
You can be sexy toilet paper.
Which was funny.
So, but this year, is this going to be a big deal? Because how many people are actually going to go out and do trick-or-treating?
Well, I think a lot of people. If you're not in a crazy state, I mean, I'm in New Jersey. We got hit really hard. There are guidelines for it, but Halloween is still happening.
All right, so here's something you'll want to take note of. The Chinese company YTFU, that's what I figure. I like it's Chinese FU, as far as I'm concerned, under fire for selling a horror mask. What else? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's a coronavirus horror mask.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
On Amazon.
Right. They create the virus, kill millions of people, and then make a joke about it.
When are we going to wake up to these, to what this is about? Why would you buy any? The other day I started to tell you this story and I didn't finish it. At the auction, there were a whole bunch. Did I start this story on the air or was it off the air? I don't remember. But anyway, I'll tell you this story quickly. I was at an auction, a farm auction, on Saturday, and there were some things that were in unopened boxes that I heard the guy who brought them there said, I don't want them because they're made in China. So they were utensils, things you'd use on the farm, various tools, et cetera, et cetera. So the auctioneer held up the box, and you could clearly say made in China. People were throwing things at the box, and he couldn't sell it. Didn't get a dollar bid on it because it was made in China. And that's the attitude that seems to me we all need to have in order to get around or get through or get by or get over. We've been addicted to cheap crap from China, and look what it's gotten us.
Is this the same group of people that you said are not going to vote for Trump?
There was a half and half of that crowd. Yeah,
because
I don't know how you can
be so upset about China and not vote for Trump.
I'm upset about China and I'm not voting for Trump.
I know. I don't know how.
But that's what I mean. I don't know how.
If you're an American without party, you ought to be upset with the Chinese no matter what party you are, what age you are, what color you are. They're our enemies.
Well, but Biden doesn't think so, and that's the problem, is that, if you're really serious about China, I mean, he's the one that let, he and Obama let a ton of intellectual property and all of our manufacturing go to China. The Clintons
didn't start
with Obama. The Clintons are the ones, the Clintons are the ones who let the pharmaceuticals go. China endorsed Joe Biden. Joe Biden said they're not our opponent.
How did I lose control of this conversation?
Give me a break. I don't know how to do it.
Warby Parker has created a lens spray so that if you're out wearing a mask, whether it's a Halloween mask or just wearing a daily, everybody wears one all the time. So, and I get this with my mask, foggy glasses. If you're wearing glasses, frustration of getting fogged up. So Warby Parker is going to help solve the problem. The glass retailer launched its own anti-fog spray this week. Spray comes with a microfiber cloth and a lens pouch. It's a Clean My Lenses kit, $15. Would you buy them, ladies?
Absolutely.
Yes? No?
My
yeah.
sunglasses get fogged up. Everybody I know who wears glasses with the mask, they're always complaining that their glasses are fogging up. I think it's great. I'm surprised it took them this long.
Jennifer, you get foggy glasses. You don't wear glasses much. You wear sunglasses.
Well, I do. Get fogged up, yeah. I wear real glasses and sunglasses. And
so
I
what happens?
With the mask. I make the a warm, choice. Is it the mask or the glasses?
Well, the warm air from your breath that's inside the mask escapes from the small openings near your nose and cheek area. And as the air rises, it touches the cooler air on the lens. And that's why the fog is there. Very annoying. So if you want to avoid that, this company says the anti-fog spray has a solution that absorbs the droplets that accumulate on the surface of the lenses, prevents them from becoming visible as fog. The spray is safe to use on various kinds of lenses, like transitional lens, but you can't use it on a contact lens, right?
What?
No, but you need to?
Why contact lenses don't fog up.
Really?
This is quote of the day. Thank you.
Sometimes I wonder if he's just saying something to like, really?
This is my day, thank you.
But you don't even, come on.
But if you get them, if you get them, definitely spray it.
Yeah, go ahead and try it and let us know how it goes. You see, that's the thing. Other people can go, oh, obviously he's kidding. Well, no, we know him, and obviously he's not always kidding.
He's not. The unkindest kind of
laboratory is what it is.
Right. You never really know. Someone said to me, oh, Doug's always kidding when he's talking about what he cooks. No, he's actually not.
Well, but in this case, give me some credit, will you please?
Just take the green fur off of it and put it in a soup. It'll be
right, exactly.
Remember the 25-year-old cheese?
Oh, God. See?
Yeah, you want to tell that story? Richie's been with me for a long time.
It's 25-year-old cheese in the refrigerator.
And I'm still here, folks. My immune system is the strongest of any person my age. And it's because of what I eat. But I probably wouldn't put that stuff on my contact
lenses. Makes you pretty tough, I think.
Yeah, thank you very much. By the way, that kit to clean your glasses, contact lenses, or whatever you're going to use it on, is available in select Warby Parker stores. I've never seen a Warby Parker store.
I guarantee you have. They're everywhere.
Malls? Are they really?
Yeah. Higher-end strip malls, things like, they're everywhere.
Well, okay. All right, well, there it is, boys and girls. In a moment, some TV show cancellations for us to take note of. Right now, though, a thought about your waistline, the diet that you're on, how you're losing weight. Have you made a plan to start? Last year, I think I started this about this time, ladies, didn't I? Talking about beginning in the holidays, even the holidays this year are going to have a whole different texture to them. But we're, get to Halloween, you start eating a lot of candy. Thanksgiving, you eat a lot of food, no matter what, a lot of dessert. Halloween and Thanksgiving, and then Christmas parties, although those probably won't be amounting to much this year. But you sit home, you've already been doing that, and you're getting fat, right? Because you're sitting around, and you're not getting the exercise, you're not going out. So how about we take a step toward progress by using Calitrin to lose the weight? Calitrin is the number one product in the world for natural weight loss. No stimulants, no drugs. Main ingredient, collagen protein. Victoria loves it. Jennifer talks about it. I think it's great. So if you would like to start this program, beginning with a 90-day supply of Calitrin to ensure your very best results, please do yourself a favor and go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. You can click all over the place and see how this was developed by the doctor and the nurses 20-some-odd years ago. 86% success rate. Can't knock that. Find out all the other products, too, that will support you in losing weight and keeping it off. That's Calitrin, available now at toploss.com. On checkout, use the discount code DJV. Save money. Don't have to pay for shipping. All that cool stuff. Calitrin. Find out why it will work so well for you at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, TV shows that are hitting the road or biting the desk or whatever it is. So on ABC, The Baker and the Beauty. I thought I watched
really
that
glad,
little.
I'm glad I didn't get into this because every time I fall in love with a show, it gets canceled. This one really
was pretty
cute.
Good, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this Kids Say the Darndest Things get canceled. That wasn't bad. But look at this. Bless This Mess. That's gone after season two. Single
that
parents
was kind of
canceled.
Boring. That was really boring.
Yeah. What was single United was We boring. Fall about? I don't know anything about
that. Oh, I liked it. It was actually on this summer. It was Will Sasso, and it was really, I thought it was kind of cute. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular, but it was cute.
On NBC, Indebted has been canceled. I don't see that show.
That's the Fran Drescher comedy, which I also thought was funny. Yeah, and I thought I saw a couple of those episodes. I thought that was good too, but you never know why. I'm always confused why networks make these decisions. I didn't know what Sunnyside was though. Was that one that you knew of, Jim?
That was what's his face? Oh my gosh, it was He was on Designated Survivor, I think, for a little while. Anyway, I never got into it. I watched an episode and I thought it wasn't my thing.
And Perfect Harmony. No, I didn't know
that
any of these
shows.
That
was such a great show, by the way.
Really?
Perfect Harmony was the sad one. That was kind of like a Pitch Perfect. It was set in a small town with a church choir, and they all had various problems going on. It was really cute. That one I was really bummed about.
Really? All right, so those are some of the cancellations. But there's so much material on now. How do you even keep up with it? As Richie was saying a few minutes ago, how do you find the time to watch any of this stuff? I watch them. Maybe I spend an hour a night, sometimes not quite that. I actually went to see a movie last night. The rain started. It was pouring. I was in a funky mood, so I decided to go to the movies. And I saw Infidel with Jim Caviezel. It was one of those.
You might as well name him Jim Hydroxychloroquine because you're never going to get any of those two words.
Well, I like him because the way he did Person of Interest, I thought, I was quite powerful, and he's been around. He played Jesus in that Mel Gibson movie. That's how we came to prominence. I remember that. Yeah. But in this circumstance, he plays an infidel who gets caught in the Middle East, and you understand what he went through, the sufferings. It's 10 before the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The hour at Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeman, who has the expertise to know what to watch out for. And at the moment, we're watching out for this green dot on my iPhone. What the heck is that?
Well, if you've ever panicked that an app might be watching you through your phone, through your iPhone's camera, Apple has a new update that gives you a warning dot. It alerts you whenever your microphone or your camera is activated. I did this update. This is iOS 14, and I didn't read through what it was going to include. And so I looked at my phone, and I was like, what is that little green dot? It appears right above where your Wi-Fi signal and your cell signal is, and it's this strange green dot that I didn't even know was, you know, it was just brand new. It popped out of nowhere. So then I had to do some research, and I was like, oh, okay. So the whole time my green dot was on, it was telling me that some app was actually using my microphone without my knowledge. And then I realized
listening to you?
Had access. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's recording you, but it means that there is an app that I at some point have given permission to use to access my microphone. It could be Zoom.
Yeah, that's the trouble with that
FaceTime.
iOS stuff. Yeah.
Well, it could be Zoom. But it could be Zoom. It could be FaceTime. Whatever. It could even be Waze. And so, because those are all apps that I use all the time. And if you have voice activation on any of them, then it's letting you know. Okay, if the green dot is there, it's telling you some app is currently accessing your microphone. It's a great warning signal. It's long overdue, and I'm happy that it's actually here. Now you'll see if that same dot is orange. The green dot means the camera is activated. The orange dot means the microphone is activated. So if you are looking at your iPhone screen and you see either green or orange, and you're not actively using something, like I was on speakerphone with my mom the other day, and I looked up, and there it was, the little dot was orange. It was letting me know that my microphone was being used. So it's a great way to just keep an idea, you know, keep a check on what apps are using your microphone and your camera. if you want to control that, it allows you to go into your control center, and then you can see which app is actually using your microphone at that moment. And this is, I think it's a great way to be able to control the permissions, you know, your permissions for these apps and the settings. It's a great way to know and be reminded of how many different apps on your phone actually access your microphone and your camera. One of the other things that, that we all talk about this all the time. How many times have you been online or you are talking to a friend and you say, I want to buy these types of shoes. You go onto Facebook and there's the shoe. This happens constantly. For years, Facebook has said that they're not listening in on you. But there's no other real explanation. If you're not on Wi-Fi and you're not using, you know, and you're not using any voice command on your phone, how does Facebook pop up with an ad of the shoes you were just talking about with your friend? So this is kind of another step that iPhone is taking to let you know who's listening at any time of the day. So I think it's a great thing. Just if you, it's included in the iOS 14 update. And again, if you want to turn this service off, you can also do that. You have full control over it in the control center if you don't want this feature. I think it's a great thing, and it's definitely a reminder of, hey, just be aware your phone is, you know, your microphone's on, your camera's on. So I think it's a good thing.
All right, next up, Pixar. The movie is going straight to Disney Plus. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out.
After adding the live-action version of Mulan to Disney Plus service, but with the additional $30 fee, Disney announced that on Christmas Day, their much-anticipated next Pixar movie, Soul, will skip theaters entirely and go straight to Disney Plus, but thankfully, without the additional fee. Moving a new Pixar release in this way is a very telling story about the state of the theater industry, by the way. Now, over at Apple, its streaming service Apple Plus faced a significant loss of subscribers because this was the time anybody who got that free account via the purchase of last year's iPhone 11 was about to expire, so Apple is extending those accounts through the end of February 2021. We've tweeted details about both over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, the Airbnb requirement that's new.
Yep, in an effort to reassure travelers during this current pandemic and wherever you are, there's probably a second wave or second spike of cases happening. So Airbnb now says that hosts have to meet an even higher sanitation standard or they risk being deactivated from the company. They have given hosts until November 20th to commit to the new health and safety guidelines. Guests must also agree to the guidelines when they book the listing. In addition to sanitation requirements, hosts and guests have to wear a mask and practice social distancing if they interact with each other. The five-step cleaning protocol required by the guidelines originally went into effect in June as optional. Now it's going to be required. And then you look for the enhanced clean badge when you are booking your unit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.